With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
But the Giants have it back again. Curtis Huffy, left wing boards. Oh, Fleury with a goal! Theo Fleury with the opening goal with almost the first touch of the puck! Just a minute and 8 seconds into this game. A chance for the Giants. Huffy behind the net. Looks to put it in front of the crease. Goes it by. And Mobile, it's Fleury again! It's his second goal for the Belfast Giants! We've only ever been playing 4 minutes, and there he was in his favourite place, Wayne, right in front of the net.
Hi there, and welcome to the very first A View from the Bridge, episode 1 on the 19th and 10th of 2005. My name is Patrick Smith, and with me is Aaron. How are you doing, Aaron Kernan?
Not too bad, Paddy, and how about yourself?
I'm doing alright. Great weekend of games, it's good to get through.
Yeah, very enjoyable.
Yeah, maybe if you'd like to tell the people what we're doing here and what a podcast is and the likes.
Yeah, certainly. Podcast basically is a way of downloading a small show so you can listen to it while you're out on the go. You know, you can stick it on your iPod, your Zen, your MP3 player and just take it around. You can sit in the bus and listen to us. And
yeah, absolutely. It's just what we're hoping to do here is give news, views and general information on the Belfast Giants and something that you can listen to on the go. Well, just to let us know what we're trying to do, we're trying to give you information on your Coors Belfast Giants. So if you have any information or anything you want to tell us, you can contact us at any time. You can contact us via our email address at podcast@kingdomofthegiants.com. You can leave a voicemail on 0044-141-416-1296, or you can get more information at www.kingdomofthegiants.com/podcast. We'll be giving you those information all the way through the show. This is what we're going to give you now as the running order of this show. Every week we're going to bring you up to date on what's going on in and around the league, review the week's matches as they've been, tell you what's going on with the team, and tell you about upcoming games.
We're going to go around the league, the other teams, any upcoming games around the league, maybe possibly a player feature, and then we're going to go over what's happening on the Kingdom of the Giants website as well.
Absolutely. But let's crack on.
Okay.
People aren't sure about what the Elite League is in the UK for maybe our listeners overseas. Do you want to tell them what it's all about, Aaron?
Yes, certainly. The Elite League basically covers the whole of the United Kingdom. You've got, obviously, Belfast in Northern Ireland, you've Edinburgh up in Scotland, Cardiff from Wales, and then you've other six teams from around England. You've Nottingham, Sheffield, Basingstoke, London.
Of course, Newcastle.
Newcastle and Coventry.
Absolutely. It's a nine-team league, and basically we have our season that runs from September all the way through to March, and following that we, of course, have the everyone's favourite playoff competition.
Oh, the playoff weekend, the messiest weekend of the year.
Absolutely. Ended up in Nottingham. I've been there a couple myself, but of course I'm fully teetotal. I don't know what you're laughing at. Well, there's also the cup competition, the Challenge Cup, which is basically run separately from the league. But Belfast this year aren't taking part in it due to fixture congestion. What do you think of that, Aaron?
To be fair, I do agree with it. Obviously, it'd be nice to be in there with a chance to win the extra trophy, but the arena being booked up the way it was, we had to take what time we could get, and unfortunately, the Challenge Cup had to suffer. But
yeah, and it seems that. Seems that Mamma Mia has also done us in, being booked up for most of March in the Odyssey Arena.
Yeah, pushing all our fixtures to the front of the season, you know, it wouldn't really have been overly fair on the players as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, maybe people around the country didn't agree with that, but
well,
it's a decision that was made, and I think we'll have to just agree with it.
Absolutely. Decision was made, and we just have to move with it. Well, let's crack on. Let's talk about the week's matches. Last week, we had last Saturday night, we had the visit of the Edinburgh Capitals, and what was to be the glorious return of former coach Tony Hand actually was overshadowed by the arrival of a certain player.
It was
I think I've heard of him before. Theo Fleury. Yeah.
Oh, the wee fella.
Yeah, the wee fella. He didn't do too badly, I have to say. 7 points.
7 points, hat-trick, 4 assists, 2 fights.
Yeah, didn't take him too long either. I think he was only on the ice for a matter of like 30 seconds before he fired that one away. Wasn't too bad.
His first touch of the game, he won the face-off. His first touch of the puck, he won the face-off. Second touch, he put it in the net.
I'm sure he'll fit in well into the Belfast now, with if he keeps that up.
Yeah, he's a good start. So.
Yeah, but it was not just that. On his second shift, he scored his second goal. And he kept things interesting, especially in the third period, when we were 10-2 up, I think we were at the time. And,
it was 10-2, yeah.
And he took on Frederick Oduya, who is, for those who don't know, is the hard man of the Edinburgh Capitals team. He didn't leave him alone, did he?
No, he certainly didn't. For a guy that probably was a foot shorter than Frederick Oduya, he didn't do too bad either.
His less illustrious teammates here, Walton and Morrison, did all the work. That's a great pass by Morrison. Rink wide. Oh, that was... Oh, Fleury dropped the gloves! Here we go! Frederick Oduya and Fleury dropped the gloves. Oduya hit him and Fleury's gone down the ice. 2 right hooks from Fleury. 3! Oduya's on the ice and Fleury has done it all. That's the full set. Goals, assists, hat-trick. Now he's won a fight.
Well, we did win 11-2, but it's not to be overshadowed the fact that Sean Skihar scored his first goals.
He didn't,
in a Giants shirt.
Or well-deserved. He's been playing well this year without maybe much luck. Seems to have a good shot on him, but most times it seems, he hasn't just had the luck of the grain with that, and he's either put it wide or had it saved. He's a good chance to get a hat-trick himself.
Mm-hmm.
After he'd already got his 2 goals, he put it just wide when he was clean through, so... It's unfortunate, but he played well.
Yeah, he looks to be a good player. He seems to be standing up well, especially against some of the other hard men, the so-called hard men of the league.
Yeah, he's certainly not afraid to get stuck in there.
A certain Mr. Mel Engelstad comes to mind. But it was a hell of an occasion for Todd Killer Kelman. 300th game, and to play it alongside one of his idols.
Yep, and not only that, to assist one of his idols and to get a goal on an assist from that idol.
I'm sure he went.
Must have been one way to celebrate for him.
I'm sure he went home smiling. But there was great coverage as well on BelfastGiants.com. This is a new thing they brought in.
It was very good.
With Nigel Ringland and Wayne Hardman. Can't say enough about it. It was good to hear, and also available for download afterwards. I know they're going to be covering games from now on, home games. So if you want to,
I think that's a good step for the organisation. I think that'll be hopefully a positive way of spreading the word a bit more as well.
Absolutely. I know we're going to have listeners all across the world trying to hear how Theo's doing and the likes. But if you want to hear it, just log on to www.belfastgiants.com. So what about the game in Sunday night against Cardiff?
Sunday night in Cardiff seemed to be I believe there were trouble with the team getting over on the travel.
Really?
I believe the face-off was delayed a bit, which probably didn't help them too much.
Mm-hmm.
And combine that with sort of hangover from the night before, winning 11-2.
Yeah. It seems that the Giants always seem to have the problem that when they have a home game followed by an away game, there's always a bit of a hangover.
Yeah, and especially a game. Now, the Edinburgh team weren't the strongest team that we've, that we've played, so it might have been, it wasn't an easy game.
Mm-hmm.
But it certainly wasn't the toughest game we've had in a while. And to go over to Cardiff and play in that rink in Cardiff with that atmosphere that can be built up in there, it's a very intimidating atmosphere, and it could be tricky enough to play there at the best of times.
Mm-hmm. There might have been a bit of disappointment that Theo Fleury didn't get on the score sheet, but...
Well, to be fair, after his travel, he only arrived from sort of the far side of Canada on the Friday. He'd been in the media circus the whole day on Friday. He'd played his first game on the Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and then travelling straight to Cardiff the next day. I think, the chance of him being tired was fairly high, but
mm-hmm.
he still picked up one assist. He also was involved. He was on. He was involved in all 3 goals. He was on the ice for all 3 Giants goals.
Absolutely.
And the 3-3 draw, obviously. So
a 3-3 draw against a team that that beat us the last time we visited Cardiff isn't too bad, especially with the referee that we had.
Well,
Belfast favourite. Yeah, Belfast favourite referee, Mike Hicks.
I think he was experimenting with his new call that he'd read in his rule book.
Absolutely.
The delay a game penalty, and it was recorded, I think, three times in the game. So.
I think he just read that one. I don't want to say anything about the ref, actually, no, but he may have just read that in the rule book. But, And Jason Bowen standing up well as well for his teammates.
Well, yeah, it's nice to see him playing at a more physical level again, like he did sort of back at the start of his Giants career. He seems to have backed out. He's not the greatest of fighters. But he does like to stand up.
Well, he's a big lad, I wouldn't mess with him.
And he's a big man, he can fairly hit. And so it's nice to see him playing at that physical level again that he maybe hasn't played at in the last couple of years.
That'll be interesting.
All round though, it seemed to be a pretty tough game. There was, Bullen took on Voth twice in the game, sort of with 2 minutes into the game, and then again at the end of the period. I think Graham Walton had his first ever professional hockey fight, and our own coach, Ed Courtney, was involved in overtime and a little bit of the physical stuff as well, so it was certainly
With the Devils returning against the Giants this Saturday, it'll be an interesting game to see if there's any retribution. But
Should be interesting, certainly.
Absolutely. Well, that was this weekend's games. We'll crack on here with a bit of the team news. Not much team news at the minute. Minnie's back, Mike Menard.
He played on. He started the game on Saturday night against Edinburgh. He did all right. Edinburgh didn't have too many great chances. He conceded the two goals, but he was a bit rusty after not playing for a couple of weeks, but he still looked okay.
While he was away, he had a worthy substitute in Nathan Craes.
Certainly had Nathan Craes, a young fella from Cardiff, 18 years old, stepping up and playing. He's now played 4.5 games and been undefeated.
Undefeated. I have to say that Chris McGimsey might be a bit worried being out with a broken collarbone.
Nathan Craes sort of wants to commit himself for the long term. It's hard to tell.
It would be tough to let go of Chris McGimsey being a local player.
McGimsey's never done he's never put it wrong for us. He's always come through for us when he's played.
Absolutely.
He did a near shutout on debut last year, a shutout in his second game.
We'll crack on now with a few words about what's going on around the league. One of the main stories in the minute is the Nottingham Panthers signing of Sean Suter.
He's the nephew, I think, is it, of the NHL Brian Suter?
Yeah, the infamous Brian Suter, absolutely, who a former coach of Theo Fleury.
Indeed, yep. Obviously, that's a big hockey family.
The Panthers haven't been doing pretty badly now. They're mid-table. They're third overall, from what I see here. They haven't played 7 games. The team really seemed to be the strong team are Newcastle. But, Suter's been brought in, and Blaisdell's hopefully make them a stronger team. You can't fault Blazer, really.
No, you can't. He's not done anything wrong. See, they've let Dan Welsh go. Now, he's moved on and signed, I believe, for Coventry today. The guy with the name no one in Britain can pronounce. I'm not even going to try. The only guy who's ever fallen over and assisted 3 times, I believe, was the Coda Saw on the website tonight. And he didn't stand up for himself too well either in his little bit of fisticuffs with Sean Skihar. So you can see why Coventry have decided that the time was right to maybe let him move on. And replace him with someone who might add a bit of scoring to their team.
And for those who don't know, Belfast are actually sitting top of the league with 15 points, closely followed by Newcastle in 9. That's quite a tight situation, considering that Newcastle have 8 points that they can possibly pick up and put them top of the league.
As I've always been said, though, I'd rather have the points than the games.
Yeah, that's true.
It's good that we're getting the points up on the board, and they're certainly not shy of scoring. 11 games so far, 42 goals. It's not bad going.
Let's hope we can keep it up. Well, let's talk about what's going on this week then with the Giants. On Saturday night, they have the return of the Devils.
That should be a big rematch, especially after, obviously, the physical level that was played on Sunday. Obviously, there seems to be a bit of bad blood there between Bowen and Voth.
Absolutely.
Their 2 fights in the first period. Interesting to see if they maybe have something to finish off or something that will be continuing on there and on Saturday night. Be interesting as well to see if Theo Fleury, with a bit of rest behind him,
Keep
up that pace as a preview.
Yeah, he made quite an impact when he played, and the fans will be right behind him. So it'll be interesting to see if he can keep that going. Of course, the game is also this week, this Saturday night, will be live on www.belfastgiants.com. So if you want to log on there and find out what time you can listen in, there'll be Nigel and Wayne. They held up well last week. I have to say it was quite enjoyable having listened to it.
Certainly, after the game, Nigel seemed to be enjoying himself anyway.
I'd say he was. There were a few good screams coming from him there. After Saturday's game on Sunday night, they travel back to Newcastle for the Vipers game. I'm really looking forward to this game. I know you're coming across as well. The first v second, and after the tight game last time where Belfast just won in overtime, it'll be an interesting one to see. There was Newcastle, a very physical team, like Mel Engelstad, former Giant, Andre Payet, and also former Giant Paul Rocco Ferrone. It'll be interesting to see if Newcastle can keep up their physical strength and if Giants can keep scoring.
It'll also be interesting to see how Mr. Fleury gets a reaction, in the away arena, both from obviously the opposition players and the opposition fans.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Theo gets on. He's made quite an impact so far, as you can tell, but I just hope he can keep scoring and keep up that pace. Yeah, on a side,
up that pace, he'll have the Giants scoring record by Christmas.
On a side note, Darren, do you think either the Devils or the Vipers are major contenders this year?
I don't think the Vipers will be able to keep up the pace. In all honesty, they've had a good start, but I just don't think they have the quality.
Yeah, I agree.
That other teams have. They're playing quite physical, and it seems to be giving them chances, but I just don't see them sort of lasting the full length of the season. The Devils are always there and about. They've a rookie coach themselves, and Ed Patterson, just as Belfast have, and Ed Courtney. But again, they've a strong side. They seem to have quite good goaltending, and they're certainly not struggling to score so far. So I'd say the Devils will be up there, and the Vipers, I think, will maybe end up somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, Vipers, to me, they have there's some very good players, the likes of Gummy and Krajicek. You know, some very good, skillful players, but to me, everybody around the Giants, most people in the Giants community know that I'm not a big fan of Mel Engelstad. I can see that he's probably a good fighter, he's probably a good physical player, but as a defenceman, I think he's severely lacking.
I would agree with you there,
Patrick. And it's going to cause a bit of controversy, but I agree that I'd favour the Devils more than I'd favour the Vipers as contenders for this season. But all right, well, we're running out of time at the minute, but we're hoping that in the next couple of weeks we're going to fire in a few more features, like a player feature, and tell you what's going on in the Kingdom of the Giants website. I don't think there's anything more left to do than to thank Aaron. Thanks for joining us on the air, Aaron. We'll do this again next week. I'd like to thank the guys at kingdomofthegiants.com for their bandwidth. They allowed us to publish this and let you all hear it. I'd like to thank Marty McAllister for his technical know-how and being the man behind the scenes putting this all together. Nigel Ringland for the game clips that you've heard. If you have any ideas for our next podcast, don't be afraid just to give us a shout on podcast@kingdomofthegiants.com. Also, we've got the rant line up, and if you want to talk about anything that we've talked about today, on 0044-141-416-1296. You also get more information on kingdomofthegiants.com/podcast. Remember, there's a game this Saturday on belfastgiants.com, and we're hoping that our next podcast will either be next Thursday, but we might put one together on Sunday, Aaron, after the game.
Yeah,
stick it up if there's any information.
Give it a show up, depending on how exciting the game is and how much drink it takes us to calm our nerves.
Absolutely. All right, then we'll just say thank you all for listening, and spread the word and maybe get more listeners on this, and let us know what you thought on our email. Absolutely. Okay. All the best, Darren.
All right.
Thanks, mate. Bye now. Bye, everybody.
Podcast Network.